I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that one in every 59 children in the U.S. has autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. To talk about the importance of early identification of ASD is Dr. Laura Carpenter. She's a professor of pediatrics in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, tell us about autism.
Autism is a developmental disorder that includes social difficulties and repetitive or unusual behaviors. And autism can look so different in every case. So the social problems can range from complete lack of interest in others to difficulty understanding those sort of subtle, unwritten rules. And the unusual behaviors we see in autism can range anywhere from obsessive interest to sensory issues to extreme rigidity to unusual movements or unusual play. So every child with autism presents very differently.
And why is early identification so important in early childhood?
One of the things we know for sure about autism is that the symptoms can improve with high-quality treatment. So we want to figure out which kids are having social difficulties and get them into early intervention as soon as possible, even before a diagnosis is made. We know intervention is helpful at any age, but it'll have the most impact on kids when they're very young.
When might some of these signs and symptoms begin in childhood?
By 1 year of age, typically developing babies are incredibly social creatures, even if they aren't talking or walking yet. At 1 year of age, your baby should be able to share warm, joyful expressions with you. She should be able to respond to her name. She should use gestures like pointing or waving, and not just to request, but to share her interests with you. And your baby should be interested in looking at things that you're looking at. So if you notice that your infant is not doing these things by about 12 to 15 months of age, make an appointment and talk about it with your pediatrician. We know that parents are very accurate when reporting concerns about their children, and they don't always get heard right away. So if you have concerns about your child, keep asking for help. Here in South Carolina, if your child's under 3, you can contact our early intervention system, which is called BabyNet. If your child's over 3, you can contact the public school closest to your home and ask for what's called a Child Find evaluation. It's important to know that BabyNet and Child Find services are free of charge for families, so don't let insurance or other financial considerations get in the way. And it's also important to know that these services can start even before your child's had an official evaluation for autism.
Dr. Carpenter, tell us briefly about early intervention for children with autism.
So the intervention that has the most research support is called applied behavior analysis, or ABA therapy. And in little kids, that's typically delivered as part of a comprehensive early intervention program at a high intensity, like 20 to 40 hours a week. I actually got my start in autism by providing ABA as a college student, and I saw a toddler go from being very withdrawn and having constant temper tantrums to responding to his mom, showing her things, and playing appropriately with her. So I'm a huge believer in early intervention, not only because I know the research says it works, but because I've seen it work.
Any good resources to mention for parents of young children with autism?
So I love the Autism Navigator website, and I also love the Autism Speaks website that has a ton of good information for families.
Dr. Carpenter, thanks for providing this information about autism spectrum disorder in early childhood.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.